Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Karen McHugh. Despite their differences, Joe Biden says he hasn't written off this person's name as a possible running mate.
Biden also said Kamala Harris is very much in contention and that he does not hold grudges. So, no hard feelings about that first Democratic debate last year when she surprised him on stage with a detailed takedown of his record on race relations. And as for a final decision about who he wants to put a heartbeat away from the presidency, potentially, Biden says, we'll know shortly.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Help is on the way as Beirut, Lebanon tries to recover from Tuesday's massive deadly explosion.
A U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo plane has landed in Beirut with food, water, and medical supplies. The military says two more flights are expected in the next 24 hours.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The cause of the blast still unknown. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, talk about stuck in a pattern. Not only is it a very hot pattern, the rain chances are pretty tiny for the next few days. There will be a couple of isolated evening storms around. Good luck. Your rain chances are very small. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid to upper 90s. And then I think we'll be in the upper 90s on Saturday. Both days, some widely scattered storms are possible, but they will be few and far between, and mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. Rain chances slightly better on Sunday, you know. A high temperature Sunday, 96. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Translations, the program where we translate into a language you can understand this highbrow opera music you've heard all your life. On stage now is a man whose name is synonymous with big fat opera singers. It's Luciano Pavarotti. And now I will translate what he is singing so that you, the common man, can understand. All right, he's winding up for a big finish now. And here's the translation. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. Simply beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. And the crowd goes wild, and as Mr. Pavarotti leaves the stage, waving to the crowd, I'm sure he's heading backstage to the buffet. Thank you. Good night.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's an idiotic statement.
No respect at all. I tell you, sometimes I can't take it no more.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Now for another item with a tropical flavor.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. Our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Remember, the truth is out there. We invite you to open your eyes and take a look. Now, here's your host, David Ernest.
He's out there.
Ooh. Here I am.
There he is. How are you, sir?
I am out here.
Yes, I tell people out that you're out there all the time. So what's going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, well, you know, just try to take a little break while it's still hot.
Yeah.
Things are a little slow.
Well, but, the thing is...
Build it up a little... Go ahead.
The thing is, you know, you guys got an investment with this place where you go, and if you don't go, you just you don't get to.
That's right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I blame thee not.
Yes. Leah is running really hard on roller skates today, and I've been on the phone most of the day with her and calling clients and stuff. So it's not like I don't work. I take my work with me. Traveling office is what these little things are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm even on a radio live for these little things.
Mm. And, of course, you know what night it is, don't you?
Conspiracy night.
Yes. And he's right here.
I'm right here, David.
And
hope you're well.
I hope he is,
thank
too.
You.
He's always well. He's still COVID-free. Huh?
That's
good. I wanted to do this right quick while we... while we've got a minute, I just got this from, they were waving at me from somewhere here, and they were telling me that we have a phone call. And I want to go to the phone because I understand that Joe Biden is on the telephone.
Sleepy Joe?
Of course.
Joe Biden.
The one with the hairy legs.
Yes, yeah. Joe Biden's on the phone.
Just confused which party he's working for.
I don't know.
There he is.
Let's go to the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, the presumptive candidate for the Democratic nomination for the President of the United States in this year of our Lord 2020. It is Joe Biden.
Well, Mr. Biden, it's very exciting to have you on the program. What can I do for you?
Before you got this program, you're taking tests where you're taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh?
No, David Ernest does not usually ask for us to take a drug test before the program.
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm not sure I'm following you, Mr. Biden.
Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me.
No, sir, I wouldn't do that, and I wish you'd leave my wife out of this. I think we're about out of time.
And by the way, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical mental film.
Just spit it out, sir.
My physical as well as my mental film, fitness, and to make a judgment about, who I am,
That's all, folks.
I got hairy legs.
Okay, Terry, I got something I want you to check out.
All right.
I want to find out how in the world he got our phone number. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, no kidding.
But maybe he won't call back.
Get it from me.
You don't get strange calls over at your office like that, do you, when they call 279-7431, do you, David?
No, not usually, don't.
Good.
No, we get people that are really interested in wanting to improve their situation usually.
Good. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. You know, I was looking at some news items today. Biden sparks controversy again with a new Latino diversity and African-American community remarks.
Yes.
This guy is off at the rail.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the debate. I hope it happens.
I hadn't heard what he said.
He's a fool if he shows up.
Yeah. I understand he said something disparaging about our African-American brother.
Yes, he did. Basically, that they
monolithic. Yeah.
What does that mean? He said something horrible about him. He's very racist, obviously.
Yes.
Well, he said back in the 80s or 90s that he didn't... Well, I'm not even going to say it. He said something bad about his kids having to go to school with the African-American kids.
Yes.
And he's just... He's like...
He's off the rails.
He's a nut.
He is a nut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, we can't have somebody like that in the office. He doesn't even know what's going on.
No, when they have the debate, I'm bringing in food. Y'all can come over.
It's going to be like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'll be like the Super Bowl, and we'll have a drinking game every time Joe says something stupid.
Everybody
we take a drink. Well, and everybody's going to check the car keys at the door because we'll all be tore up from the floor.
You know, there's so many things going on in this world, you know, like the Antifa folks. I mean, they're not even, the Democrats refuse to condemn Antifa. But, you know, when that guy killed a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you won't even condemn a murder? What's wrong?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Our friend Ted Cruz was in there yesterday, and the senator from Hawaii, I cannot call her name right now, but she gets up there, and she's basically taking up for the protesters and the Antifa and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he sits there, and he says, you know, you spoke, and you said that you never said anything to condemn what they've done or what they're doing. And he said, I would like to give you a chance right now to say something. She's up. She's got her purse. She's got her little books and stuff.
She's out of
and
here.
She said, I said what I said. And she left. I'm like,
wow.
You know, it's like these people. And I say these people, senators and Democrats and stuff. It's like they're up here and we're down here. Yeah. We're the peasants down
the
here.
Serfs.
Yeah,
we're
assholes. I think there's a conspiracy. I really believe. Terry, what do you think? Do you think there's a conspiracy? Look. To sue the National Rifle Association, the NRA. I mean, they're attacking our Second Amendment now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
New York is suing the NRA? I saw something about that earlier today.
The DA up there in New York, she's filed.
Well, they filed a countersuit against.
What did they do, David?
I know, but David, she wants to dissolve the NRA.
Well, do the Democrats sit around and look and say, I did something stupid yesterday. It's your turn and call somebody new?
I mean, how many days are we from election? 80-something days?
Not long.
I mean, not many. This is strategic,
everything they
stuff.
Do is, yes.
I mean, there's...
But
there's
it's all political, and they're attacking our basic, rights. And, I just think there's a big conspiracy going on to attack us, to take over what our freedoms are, which includes, the Second Amendment, which includes, prayer, saying your prayers, in public if you want to, freedom of religion, all these things. I mean, like, who, 20, 30 years ago, who would have said, hey, you can't say this prayer at this pulpit?
Nobody that wanted to ever, be able to show their face in public again.
Right.
So what do you think, Terry? Do you think there's something going on, basically where they're just trying to destroy all our rights?
Absolutely. That's what they've been doing for quite a while. This is all about, this is what they're calling the big reset. This is why the Federal Reserve and all their 12 banks nationwide are not sending coins to the smaller banks. They're claiming they don't have any coins. They're creating an artificial coin shortage because we know they're coming with a digital currency. That's coming. That's on its way.
Okay.
This is all a big reset. I think Michelle Obama, Greg played it earlier, where she's talking about this is going to be a massive wealth redistribution scheme, and that's exactly what this is.
Well, why don't we start with them? Why don't we redistribute their wealth first?
And it doesn't work that way. It's
the
haves, and we're supposed to be the have-nots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a steadily growing chasm between the haves and the have-nots. The middle class is being destroyed.
Totally.
Absolutely destroyed.
Totally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it has been for quite some time.
Exactly.
This has been a long time coming.
It really has. This is part of the operation.
Yeah.
This is all headed towards a non-sovereignty for any country, a new world order. That's what all this is going to. They have to get, before they can take America down, they got to get rid of the guns. No question. Unless they want blood in the streets, and they don't. So,
but to dissolve the NRA, that's like trying to dissolve the Second Amendment.
Won't happen.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it'll happen. If it does, they'll just start something else up.
I'd be curious to see what happens with their memberships. I bet they go up.
Yeah, I got
to
renew mine.
Well, it was record gun sales last month. I'm sure it'll be the same this month, too.
Mm-hmm.
This DA in New York is obviously a Democratic mole. Or
stooge.
Some
kind She's
of
a stooge.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wanting to become political,
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what... They're not supposed to be political. Mm-hmm. DAs are not supposed to be political.
That's right.
She's kind of like what I call a condiment Democrat. Now, let me explain that.
That makes
explain.
Sense.
Now, Terry, you've probably seen this, and you might have seen the remake. Frank Sinatra, the Manchurian Candidate.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen the original?
I have.
So you got this Democratic senator, mm-hmm. and they're pushing him for president. The man, doofus is a compliment. He was dumber than a box of dead squirrels. And so they're saying, well, you've got to get up there. And this was made back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And the communists were everywhere. They're coming out your ears. You get to put your fingers in your ears because communists are coming. And right. so they tell him, you got to let them know that communists are in the Senate. And
you got to,
he says, how many? And he says, well, just come up with a number. Mm-hmm. And the camera pans around to the table. And there is a bottle of Heinz 57 sitting there.
Hmm.
Next thing it fades to, I tell you today, and it was the guy that was Inspector Luger on
yeah.
Barney Miller.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, James something.
I tell you
right now, ladies and gentlemen, there are 57 non-communists in the Senate, and they're just making stuff.
Yeah. Oh, pulling it out of their
yeah.
arms.
Yeah, and it's getting crazier mm-hmm. and crazier.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like somebody who is a Democrat, and I'm not going to go off on you. Call me and tell me, is this what you signed up for?
Exactly. I want to hear a Christian
uh-huh.
claim to be a Democrat. I'd like to hear this.
Because I'm sure that Democrats like to hunt and own guns. Not these nuts we're talking about.
I know.
Well, they got people that carry guns and watch them. So
yeah. and shoot
did,
for
we
them.
Long, did we lose David?
I think we did, but that's
we did.
I'm sure he'll come back.
He calls back.
Well, I hope he does.
Yeah, I do too. I know we kind of lost him there for a minute. Maybe he was just
maybe he's busy.
Call back so we'll pay him attention.
We always
but,
pay
attention. And I don't know if we want to keep calling it a conspiracy. You don't really like that, do you? You know.
Well, I don't like being called a conspiracy.
Well, see, that's why
it's a
right. And you know, it's almost it gives it a way to take away from the.
Yeah.
Factual
yeah.
evidence that's in there.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, man, they're just a wacko.
There's a lot of evidence.
Yeah, right.
Let me check this. I bet
right.
that's him.
Well, you know, I was talking yesterday about how the media, they're experts at being able to collude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a little bit of truth with a little bit of a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you do that, it creates enough confusion. It creates enough mm-hmm. of a, hey, I never said that exactly this way or that way. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I found him.
You found him?
Yeah, the thing dropped him for some reason.
Uh-oh.
So now you've been doing some work in your southern office.
That's correct. Yes, I'm always doing work
and you,
constantly.
24/7.
Go ahead.
You didn't really miss anything. We were just talking about Frank Sinatra and the Manchurian Candidate. But that's the thing we were just talking about. The Democrats just make stuff up.
Well, I mean, look, when it comes to religion, I mean, I don't even like to, you know, it's a lot of different analogies there.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I understand it, if you're a true basic Catholic, you're not supposed to believe in killing babies.
You're not.
I think there's
sperm is sacred.
There's
Well, I'm sorry.
No.
All sperms matter.
The whole musical number from that movie just shot through my head when you said that. That's why I laughed.
Oh,
so,
God.
But you're right. That's basically the theology.
Yes.
Know? But man.
But you've got Biden, Pelosi, all of them Catholics, and they want to kill babies up to 9 months.
They want to kill them when they come out, unless somebody signs something.
Yeah,
I mean, that's terrible. And, you know, I think about it, and my wife will tell you this. You know, we never had any children.
We don't.
And you know, just think about the people who missed out on having children who would give an appendage for to be able to raise a child and have
correct.
A child call them mom and daddy.
Amen.
And, you know, it's not that's really a resource that you can really just kind of toss away.
True.
You know? And so sadly,
but
so many
it
are.
It is sad.
Yeah, what really bothers me about that is not their beliefs. They got the right to believe what they want to believe.
Absolutely.
It just shows me how unstable they are. They'll believe one thing and say one thing and do another.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about truth. They're about votes and power.
Absolutely.
And money. That's
all
obvious.
About power. That's it. You just nailed it, David.
Mm-hmm.
It's money is power. Power's control.
Exactly.
Huh. I still think we should get some land somewhere and just start up something new.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Right. The general public doesn't know what I know about what they're trying to do to our financial program.
True.
Mm-hmm. They have been trying to take control through, and I'm not going to mention the groups, but they're sort of like Antifa from my viewpoint, but some mm-hmm. other persons might be a little different about it. But they have tried to come in and change everything, and it's just a complete turnaround, and they say they're doing it to be transparent. But obviously, there's some money behind the scenes. And also, obviously, they don't have as good a deal as they have. You know, if you've got the freedom to carry a gun, you get a permit, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's your human right in our country. If you've got the freedom to buy or go and invest in what you want to invest in, as long as it's not, like something drastically illegal, that's what you have in this country. Well, they're trying to change it. They tried to Elizabeth Warren was behind one of the largest things.
Yeah.
And they called it fiduciary, which is bull, and I'm not going to say the other word.
Good.
Every person in this business is a fiduciary.
Right.
Every business is everybody. So this thing about fiduciaries is a bunch of, you know what? Essentially, if you're trying to help someone the best you can, and you're trying to do the best you can for someone, why would someone want to hang something over your head and make you do something like charge them more money or do something? I'm not against the people that want to charge them more money. They've got the right to do it. But everybody knows that they're going to hunt the big elephant. Nobody wants to get anybody that they, unless they got about $500,000 or more. Mm-hmm. What happened to the little guy?
It just goes, with what Terry was saying more about how the middle class is, they just keep getting swept to the side.
Mm-hmm. Always.
You know.
I mean, like, if you're Elizabeth Warren, you are one of the largest, most pathetic people I've ever heard of.
Amen.
You're two-faced. Here's the deal. If you're for the little guy that has less than $500,000, why are you trying to wipe out everything they could invest in? Why are you trying to crank it over to where they have to have $500,000 to invest?
Amen.
What kind of person are you? You're not for the little people. You're for the rich.
Yep.
She's definitely not an economist.
No.
So I get so excited at everything because people don't know these things.
Exactly.
I could tell you things that would blow your socks off.
Yeah.
About what they're doing behind the scenes.
But I'm not wearing
and
socks.
I'm not wearing socks.
I'm just thinking how that's going to work.
You're absolutely right, David, because the way they play with words, they speak in riddles, they speak backwards.
Right.
You know, the Secure Act is anything but secure.
The Affordable Care Act.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's nothing affordable
about it. You can polish a turd, buddy, but guess what? It's still a turd.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I have a whole new box of turd polish over here.
Right.
That's the way they speak.
Regulation is something that is required. We have to have rules. You got to have
absolutely
for society to be able to operate,
that's
for
right.
investors to be able to operate. For there needs to be a safety net there. But over-regulation, overstep, how far are people going to let them go?
That's the key.
I mean, look,
people
let
them.
Exactly. That is it. Mm-hmm. Over-regulation. And that's when Trump came in. He unraveled a lot of that over-regulation. Look what the economy
did. And it opened
did.
It back
Look what
up.
It did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
took off.
Yeah.
Greg played something this afternoon, and you heard it, I'm sure, about the people wearing masks.
Yes.
And this woman kind of jumped on a guy about not having a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, he wasn't ugly to her.
Not at all.
But he said, ma'am, do you know how much damage you're doing
exactly.
to yourself? And David, you with your medical background, he said the bacteria and microbes you're supposed to be breathing out
yep.
are getting caught in that mask,
and
you're breathing them
right back in.
And
that's right.
You're getting oxygen deficiency. What else did he say? Carbon monoxide. He said, and it's making you... It's killing your brain cells.
Yep.
and making you stupid. That's what they want, is to make us pliable and dumb. And something I've noticed, I got the face shield because mm-hmm. I can't wear the mask.
Yeah.
And people can see your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than all you can just see is their eyes, because right. they all look all so scared, and they can't tell if you're smiling or
yeah.
if you're like looking all aggressive or anything.
Very anti-human.
David, there are a lot of masks where you are. Anybody wearing the face shields like I am, the big plastic ones?
I have seen very few masks here. There's a mandate here that you have to have a mask on
uh-huh.
when you're, you know, in a group of 10 or more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you get in an elevator or something like that.
Yeah.
But I have yet to see, maybe, one out of 10, one out of 20,
good.
Something like that with a mm-hmm. mask.
Good.
The thing about masks is this.
Mm-hmm.
In the medical setting, those are different kind of masks. They have N95s and all kinds of things, and they're using it differently. And, you've got a certain kind of patient around you and everything,
They're trying to keep someone from getting, an infection while they're cut wide open on an operating table as well. I mean, it's a little bit different atmosphere.
There's a lot of difference there.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that masks don't help any, because we don't know. But the problem is, we don't know this. They don't know it. They say they think they know it.
Exactly.
Okay? But there's been some documentation that shows that it doesn't really help that much. So, To take basic freedoms away from someone is what has got this country so upset. In mm-hmm. other words, we're not used to being treated like socialist and communist nations.
Mm-hmm.
We are. It's not so much about does it work or not work, or if a gun kills somebody or not kill somebody. What this is about is taking our freedoms away.
Bingo.
And making us do what we don't want to do.
Bingo.
Right.
Or eat what we don't want to eat
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, liberal crone.
Exactly right.
That's what this is all about. They're trying to take everything away from us. Why? So they can buy votes and shift the money away from the people who have worked for the money and shift it into the pockets of the people who have voted for them.
Mm.
It's all it is. Redistribution of wealth. Terry stated earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ploy. I honestly think we have a conspiracy thing going on. I think we have a war going on. And I think there's a silent majority that's there. I talk to people all the time. I've actually got a Trump mask that I wear around here, like when I go into Walmart.
Good.
And people say, you really, 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 I like that. You're standing up for that. This ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get some of these other people that look at you like, I'd like to tear his head off. But when you look at them, you can kind of tell why. In other words, they want that redistribution of wealth, okay?
Yep.
They want what you've worked for. If you've worked very hard and you've got a pension or an IRA or an annuity or, just money in an account, that money needs to be protected. And mm-hmm. you don't need those liberals to get their grimy hands on it. I'm sorry, guys.
No, we're listening. We were hanging on every word.
Keep going.
Hey, we're about ready to take a short break. You don't go away, David. You stay right where you are. There's a new commercial in this break. I want you to make sure you hear it. And we'll be back and talk more about what's going on. But before we go, okay, you go ahead and go.
Is that okay?
Well, I was going to just say, talk.
Oh, if you want. Hey, before I go, I did want to say one thing.
What's that?
Go for it.
Happy retirement, Rick Willingham.
Not Rick Willingham.
Yes,
we should get him on the show.
Well, he may call us. I gave him the number.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he's a client of ours. Happy retirement.
You didn't tell me what
he's a Willingham.
He's a Willingham. That's what you were telling me. Yeah. So we can get him on the show at some point and talk to him. He just retired from where now?
Jackson Hospital.
We'll talk more about him when we come back.
All right. So don't you go anywhere, wherever you are. We'll be back with more of this this talk about the conspiracies coming up next on News Talk 93.1 WACV. This is the Health and Wealth Show.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks?
David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello.
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Ernest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Ernest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Ernest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Ernest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, David has a website at retirewithernest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And one more thing you need to know about David. That boy loves to eat at the Waffle House. So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And he comes to us live and remote from parts south. Down there soaking up some sun, doing a little work. Because David, you know, I've been out with him. We'll walk around somewhere, yeah. And he'll just stop, and he'll just introduce himself, tell people what he does. And
he's not shy.
I mean, nobody's ever hit him, I don't think.
That's good. That's a good thing.
He acts a little like it sometimes, but nobody's ever hit him or anything. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Oh, he's there. Good.
I I'm kind of basking in the words right now.
Ah. Did you hear that new commercial?
I did. I liked it.
You like that?
It was great.
Yeah, I think we're going to get him to interview other people,
forest creatures.
Yes, yeah. Other forest creatures out there. I think he's.
I think Sasquatch has an annual review coming up.
Yeah, I think he's going to. I'll talk to the Loch Ness Monster. And there was another one
Nessie.
I was thinking. Nessie. And there was somebody else he was going to talk to.
Oh, you got Yeti. You got all kinds.
Yeah, you know, like the Goat Man.
Mothman.
Mothman. That's the one I'm thinking about. I'd say.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit.
Snowman.
I want to talk a little bit about Rick Willingham. He's willing.
He's a Willingham.
He's a Willingham.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, I've known Rick probably about. Oh, between 30 and 40 years. That's like probably about 35, 36 years or longer, maybe longer. And, he was a supervisor of the interventionist radiology the last 8 years. And that's what that is that when they go up in your leg or your arm and they look at your heart or look at something, he's the guy that's kind of helping drive that boat.
I've been there.
Should I say that? You've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've had that done a time or two.
And before that, he was a TRIM director after the chief tech. And then before that, he was chief tech of the radiology. So Rick has a lot of rich medical history. So we're going to get Rick on the air here in the near future. And since he's not going to be connected to Jackson Hospital, except for, the money that he rolled over, he can probably get a little more liberal about what he talks about medically, Okay. But anyway... Congratulations, Rick. Glad to have you on the other side.
There you go. And is he going?
The other side, not there.
Is he going fishing or anything? Right now, or is he just at home?
Well, Rick's a musician. He's a keyboard player and various other things. Yeah, we're going to have some music.
I was going to say maybe we could get him out
on Health and Wealth Show.
We could get him out to our next event, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Put a tip jar up there.
Rick, if you're listening, we're going to be working on having some fun with your retirement. So anyway, getting back to this conspiracy stuff, that which is really probably the truth, it's obvious to me, Terry.
Yes.
You know, just like Big Pharma. We were going to talk a little bit about Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Everything they touch blows up. They said, you know, that they were going to make it the Affordable Act. Affordable? I've got people who were paying 25% before the Affordable Act came out.
Yeah.
So I've got an actual medicine that would cost $15 a month that now costs about $3,000 before the Affordable Act came
out. Exactly.
So how is it affordable, Terry? Tell me.
Because everything they tell us, the truth is 180 degrees away from it. They speak backwards. They speak in reverse. And is it just a weird coincidence that one of the top three rules of Satanism is called the law of reversal? I don't think it is a coincidence. I think these people are Luciferian psychopaths. That's why they're mostly pedophiles. That's why they do all these evil, wicked things. They do things that the average person can't wrap their minds around, how evil these people are. And I'm telling you the truth. The stuff I've read, it'll make you sick what they do to kids. They're sick. They're Luciferian. They don't believe in God. They think God... Well, they think that God is the evil, vindictive entity that imprisoned Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Satan was the deity, the hero that freed them from the Garden of Eden. That's how they see things.
Wow. Man,
they're Luciferian psychopaths. They really are.
Well, you know, any organization that wants, you know, people not be able to pray or do various things that they've done for hundreds of years has got to be something connected to Satan.
Amen.
I mean, think about it.
Amen. And the
how on earth can that be anything good?
Mm. It can't.
Well,
and the next thing you know, not only are they going to get rid of our coins, but they're going to take that "in God we trust" off of it.
Absolutely. Well, the question is, which God?
Now, I saw something today, and there was a well-known person who said that the problem with humans is they believe that there's only one way to get to heaven. And Terry, could you quote that for me from the Bible, that the only way to get to heaven is through...
Absolutely, yeah. Through Christ. Many times it's listed.
And it's right there in black and white, put down all those many years ago. Yes. Well, this person said the trouble with humans is they believe there's only one way to get to heaven, while there are so many other ways. And you know who that was?
Who was that?
Oprah.
Oprah,
and she's talking about how evil it is for people to have money, and she's got about $3 billion.
Yes. I mean, talk about hypocritical.
And she's talking about the white privilege, which I've been trying to sign up for it. I ain't seen it. I've been calling. They called down to the office that, hey, y'all, what about this?
Wait, you know, the Epstein, a lot of the stuff has been released from Ghislaine Maxwell, and the list of people.
Oh
my goodness. Woo-hoo. Oprah's on that list.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Most really successful actors are on that list.
Wow. And what's his name? Is bailing early. Tom Hanks is already a citizen of Greece now. Yep. They say it's honorary.
No, he's bailing. He's getting out. James Cameron got out many years ago. Uh-huh. He's in New Zealand now.
But you see there's no extradition from they have no treaty with us for extradition from Greece, I guess, and New Zealand.
Yep, exactly.
So those people are going to be their problem. I guess. And
guys, you know, we talk about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's because, you know, we're kind of like wanting to open up what the silent majority's thinking. I have people talk to me all the time. They say, David, I'm glad you talk about all this stuff. It's just exactly what I was thinking. What I'm thinking is this. If the silent majority would please stand up.
Yes.
You know, you know, I mean, they're really afraid. Some of them are afraid that's the shame. They're afraid they're going to get hurt. They're afraid they're going to get shot and all these other things. Look at this. What was some guy the other day that I think it was a black guy? He stood up for what he believed in.
Yeah.
And
that was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was like a footnote in the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David,
you know,
David, have you seen the body cam footage that they got from England somehow? and yeah. sent back for the what's his name, George Floyd.
Yes, I've watched it. I watched both of them.
It is a whole different thing.
Yeah,
he's talking about he can't breathe when they take him out of the car.
Right,
and they're not roughing this man up. They're not beating him.
And then he says, "My mama just died. Uh-huh. His mother had died 2 years before that.
And they said he had enough fentanyl, four times enough to kill somebody.
Yeah,
and what is one of the main symptoms of having too much fentanyl?"
Breathing.
You can't breathe. Breathing. You can't breathe. Yeah. That's what killed Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Was the fentanyl.
Well, the way Prince, I understood, he wouldn't get in the car. Or he was fighting them to get in the car.
Yes.
Well, he didn't want to get in the car because he was said it was claustrophobic. And
the officer said, "I'll roll the windows down for
but,
you."
And he wasn't really fighting. He was kind of, you know, there was no violence as far as that went. They weren't beating him. They weren't threatening
him. It's really hard to say what happened on this. The thing that's so sad about it is that it caused something that everybody else was looking for an excuse to happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was the catalyst. There you go. Good work.
It's the catalyst. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't have mattered what it was.
Mm-hmm.
There is a huge group that wants to take everything you own away from you, okay?
Yep.
And we are fighting every day at our office. We're fighting people. We're fighting people indirectly, but we're fighting them in that we put money where it'll be tax deferred. We put money where it'll be tax free. We put money, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We talk to attorneys and accountants, which, you know, show you, along with us, how to put money where it, you know, is not, where it's judgment proof, et cetera, et cetera. You know, lawyers are pretty smart. They know what to do. But O.J. Simpson hired a lawyer. That's why he still has all his money. Okay, but what about the poor innocent folks, you know, that are trying to invest their retirement money? They need that kind of protection too, you see.
Right.
Everybody needs to be protected from the stock market. If you get older, you don't want it to wipe you out. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to have their taxes lowered because, you know, it's tax deferred or tax free. And everybody needs to have their assets, if they can arrange it. Now, we can't always do it, where it's not being reported to the IRS every year. You know those little statements you get on your IRA every year and it says, "This is your fair market value?"
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why does a 20-year-old have to have that looked at every year? I mean, much less a 65-year-old. Mm-hmm. Why do they want to know everything you've got and where it is?
So they know where to go to get it.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what we have got to, you know, be aware of. And we've got to do things with our investments and our money where they're not looking over our shoulder and saying, "They got this much, and if we need it, we can get that much."
Yep.
You know, that's what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to loosen it up. And that's not a conspiracy, guys. You know they want your money. You know they're going to get it, and you know that it's not going to be good if you don't pre-plan how to keep what you have. They want your money. Redistribution of wealth, watch it, it's coming.
Yep.
I mean, we get the information out there. We can't make you call us. We can't, you know, take your hand and sign the paperwork, but we can get the information out there. It's up to you to process it and make a decision. Give us a call at 279-7431 and let us help you.
Be the smartest call you ever made. You'll learn a lot.
You'll sleep better.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, the stock market is artificially propped up. It's the rich people. I've read somewhere where 70% of all the stuff that's traded, the same people on it, they're playing games with the money.
Right.
Don't get caught up in that because you are going to be the one without a chair when the music stops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. Call David Ernest, get involved. That's what we did. I'm telling you, he'll protect your money. If the stock market, if it totally goes away, you still have your money.
That's right.
It's important.
Yes, it is.
That's right. It's just like being in a bank. I mean, it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, the problem is people don't know these things. And a lot of, and I'm not going to, you know, there's a different kind of brokers, different kind of asset preservationists,
sure,
different kind of investors. There's nothing wrong with those people. I'm not against them. It's just who's best for you, okay? That's the deal. It's just like you get to choose your doctor. Well, maybe not
we're,
for very
we're
long.
In a different environment right now, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And that's what makes us unique, and that's what makes us, you know, better.
Mm-hmm. Well, from our viewpoint, anyway.
From our viewpoint, you know, but right. I believe
from
that.
Our view,
I agree.
I believe
well,
that.
We just think that being careful, especially right now, is the way to go.
I
don't trust the situation.
No, mm-hmm. You can't. How can you trust the government to do the right thing with your money?
They can't even handle their. Do they even still have any money?
No, we're.
I mean, look, we're so $10 trillion they print or pump into the system. Where's that coming from, guys?
It's coming out of thin air, and then it's going to come out of everybody's pocket.
For the next 20 years, if not longer.
It could cause some major problems.
Big time. You
know, and then one of them is the stock market.
There you go.
I mean, you've got economists that are saying, look, it's not going to grow very much the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Most of them are saying it. Some of them are saying flat, and some of them are saying total disaster. I mean, I don't know what the future brings, but I tell you one thing. I don't want to be messing with something that could be total disaster or flat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't like flat total.
Stagflation, we've talked about.
Especially when it's everything you have to live on.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
too
like
important.
This, that goes out the window. And look at it like this. You're swimming across the river down here. You're a good swimmer. You know, you've always been careful and been a good steward of your swimming, I guess. And you're swimming along, minding your business. But you get this cramp.
Uh-oh.
You get this cramp in your leg. And then the other leg, you get a cramp. And then you're hurting. You're in bad shape. You're in the middle of the river. Well, you look over there, and there goes the government walking down the riverbank, and they see you, and they look at you, and you kind of make eye contact, and they can see you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And what do? They throw you a rope with a cinder block tied around it.
Right.
And they're not going to help you. They're going to make you think they're helping you. And the people, I'm thinking the people that they're going to redistribute the money to, they're going to hurt in the long run somehow. I don't know. I know you're looking at me.
I think you're right. You're right, because they're destroying the engine that's driving the economy. Yeah.
And well, so they're paying themselves first.
What happens when that money that gets redistributed. Thank you, sir. What happens to that money that gets that, and then they get it, and then it's gone? What happens then?
Good question.
You got my money, and you gave it to somebody else. Where are you going to get the next round from?
True.
Right. Mm-mm-mm.
It's a mess.
I mean, you know, you know the average person that wins a lottery or gets a lump sum that they didn't work for. They didn't sweat for is gone within 2 years. 99%.
That's
it doesn't matter if it's 1 million or 10 trillion.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yep.
You know, at this point...
Go read about it. I'm telling you the truth.
At this stage of my life, I think if I won $4 or $5 million, I could make it last another 10 or 15 years. That's all I'm good for, probably, if I get that much.
Yeah.
But it'll be like anybody a big Mel Brooks fan. You remember the 12 chairs?
Yeah.
So I knew a man who made a fortune or saved a fortune that was splendid. Then he died the day he planned to go and spend it. I mean, that's me. Yeah. That'd be my luck right there.
Let me just tell you, since you brought that up, I will tell you, we have a program. We do. We really have a program where you can spend every dollar you've got, and the day you die is the last dollar you've got on Earth.
Oh, I need to sign up. I'll take two, please.
Do you give them the date?
You can live to be 150 and never run out of money.
That'd be nice.
And it's guaranteed. But the day you die is the day that it's all gone.
Wow.
If you want to do that, we can do that too.
Fair
I mean,
enough.
Like people say, well, I can't time it. Well, we can time it. We know exactly how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a way to do it. Really. Seriously. And it's guaranteed that you won't run out until you die.
There you go.
That sounds crazy.
So
it is not crazy.
It's
guaranteed.
If you want to find out how that works, you need to grab your mobile device and call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. You may talk to David. Well, actually, you'll probably get a call back. But you'll talk to either David or Matthew or Leah or all three of them. They may gang up on you.
We might just do a conference call.
You never know. And if you want to talk to me and Terry, well, we can't help you with that. But we'd love to sit down and talk with you just to see how you are. But call David today at 279-7431.
We got speaking about money.
I'll tell you what Terry can help you with.
What's that?
That's a motorsports bid.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, he can.
Oh, yeah.
Side-by-side, motorcycles. I can't sell you a jet ski because I'm sold out of them.
Uh-huh.
But I can sell you a motorcycle, a side-by-side, you know, pretty much anything else that's fun. That's what we do. We sell fun.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What was the big thing on the lake before the jet ski? Now, you've done this a few...
Well, stand-ups was the first thing.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. I saw that.
74.
First one I saw was in a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
He's cutting across that water with his tuxedo on. On the little stand-up deal, and it comes up to the dock. He just kind of steps off. I wonder how many times they had to do that for you.
Quite a few.
Got it right.
Suits they had to press for
hey,
you.
Rusty,
yes.
Someone was trying to call in to brag on me. I just got a text. They said this would not be a call-in show because I tried to call a couple times to brag on you.
Well, you want me to try to take the call?
I'll have to. Now, I got written instructions on how to do it, but I have not had time to read them yet. I hate to do that because...
Oh, I see.
But, well...
Well, I can always call back.
Okay, if you're going to... I can put you on hold.
Is the phone flashing?
Not now.
Not anymore.
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay.
That'll work.
I'll just... there it goes. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, let's see who this is. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Dave's not here. But identify yourself and don't cuss.
Dave's not here.
Anybody?
Hello?
Lady?
Hello? Is this me?
Are you there?
I hear something.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Evidently,
hello?
Casper on the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
we got you.
My big old ear hit the mute button. I apologize.
Oh, no.
The infamous
red button.
That's right. Do not push the red button.
Not the red one.
Don't ever push the red one.
That's right. You remember Al Gore's face on TV that day? He held up a box and said, look at here, we're taking some Social Security money away, but we're going to put some IOUs in.
I missed that.
I don't remember that, but it sounds like him.
Well, where are the IOUs?
He's probably still holding the box.
That's right, exactly.
Or he's using them to mute his carbon footprint. Which I wish.
In the biggest house in Tennessee, right?
Exactly,
probably,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he's got two or three of them, and they're heating and cooling.
That's right. And the man shouldn't even carry his own state.
What does that tell you?
You know, when I think of Al Gore. I think of that episode of the Andy Griffith Show where Colonel somebody comes to town. Colonel Harvey. Colonel Harvey comes selling the elixir.
Oh,
and Aunt B and all the ladies from church are drunk.
That's what I think of
when I think of Al Gore. It's like a snake oil doctor.
Snake oil salesman.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Well, actually, that was where the term moonshine came from, because when you would lift the jar up, you could see the moon through the bottom of the mason jar.
Yeah, they said that was good, too, because that was that clear stuff.
That's right. It wasn't diesel fuel. Y'all have a good evening.
It tasted like it sometimes. Thanks a lot, man. We'll see you. All right, let's see who else we got here. Let's see here. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm Sandy. I was the one that just texted David to brag on him.
Okay, well, we would love to hear your bragging words.
So what?
Well, you're on the radio now, so don't, you know.
Oh, whatever you want to say.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So, I went with David a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I will say that even I talked to him even today.
Mm-hmm.
If I call and he doesn't answer and I leave a message, call me back. I mean, it's like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
He's quick.
That's impressive.
He checks those messages.
These days, that's very impressive.
He does that, truly, and I'm totally pleased. That's all I can say.
Good.
Well, thank you. Sandy, are you from here in Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
The surrounding?
Yes,
you're from Montgomery? Are you a native? Are you from here?
I was born in Eclectic, but grew up out east.
Okay, so you are...
kind of on the Chesapeake Bay, so...
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Well, I thought maybe she meant Tallahassee.
Elmore County came home.
You hear what Terry said?
No.
Terry said, you said east, we thought you meant Tallahassee.
I meant Chesapeake Bay, Maryland.
Okay.
Beautiful place.
Well, we're glad to hear from you, and you call us up anytime.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sandy.
It's been wonderful and very helpful and informative.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it.
He knows his business. There you go.
A lot of times he can't find his socks, but he knows what he's doing with your money.
You got that right.
A lot of times I can't.
I asked the psychiatrist that time. I said, am I one of those idiot savants? She said, well, you're half right. So, thank you, ma'am.
Must be a savant.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Super. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy.
Okay, now.
Well, I think one of the things that separates David is he's not on commission.
No.
He's not out to make money off
no,
of
him.
That's what people need to understand. These other people are.
Okay. I'm going to see if I got another one ringing here, but we're just about out of time. Mm. So let's try and see what happens here.
Oh, let's.
You're on the air the Health and Wealth Show.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you?
Here I am.
Oh, good. That was the lady that called to brag.
That was Sandy.
Yeah. But, I didn't get to hear what she said, but I'm sure it was nice.
She said that you were
she's bragging on our turnaround time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Basically, she said you could walk on water. She just loves you to death, man. She's crazy about you.
Oh, well, thank you, Sandy.
Said you really helped her out a lot, and you were very knowledgeable.
Yep, and she never lived in Tallahassee.
We thought she lived in Tallahassee, but she did not. But it's we're about out of time, David. We got about 30, 45 seconds if you want to wrap things up for us.
I'll let Matthew. I'm going to throw this to too tall Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew.
All right.
Thanks, David.
Yep, thanks, David. It's been a really good show. All I can say is if you want any more information, if you need some help, if you want to talk, give us a call, 279-7431. You can visit us on the web at retirewithernest.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Please contact us. We'll be happy to hear from you.
And Terry, take us out. If you'd like to talk about Frank, what was his name that did that? I can't think of his name. He was the guy that you'd have his back to you and you'd say something. He'd turn around and go, that. And he'd go off into stuff. Anyhow, tell us about Adams Motorsports.
Allen's Motorsports. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kemco. We've been around for 25 years. We're not going anywhere. We sell fun.
What's the special over there now? What you got going on?
Kawasaki's doing like $2,000 off their big side-by-sides right now.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, and the bikes, too, have big rebates. Plus, you get a free, like a $300 Visa card.
That's not bad at all.
That is a good motorcycle, too. I've got one.
Put you some gas in there. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we're going to head on out now. Remember, tomorrow night is a repeat of a wonderful program. You don't want to miss that. We'll be back live Monday. Terry, you going to be back with us next week?
I will be back Thursday with you.
All right, sir. We appreciate it. Matthew.
I'm so wise in ways of the radio.
I'll be here.
Thank you, sir.
I will be here.
All right. Yeah. And I like to pick out stuff you hadn't heard on the radio in a while. So here's Hot Chocolate.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Emily. Oh, I believe
you're sexy thing. They tell me that all the time. I was at the dentist today and they were yelling, "Are you sexy thing?" And then I was listening and said, "No, you fat so-and-so," I think is what they said. See you next time.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you.